Warren is either undervalued or overvalued. His season could go either way at this point, and that makes him fascinating. Maybe a little frustrating if you have him, but objectively fascinating. He is the RB19 in fantasy points per game, compared to a preseason ranking of 29. That's pretty good. Despite the fact that he missed a game, he's doing pretty well. His advanced metrics are strong. He has almost a career high in broken tackle rate, almost a career high in yards after first contact on the ground. His QB rating for Aaron Rodgers when he targets Jalen Warren through the air is 136, which is about 40 points higher than at any time previously for Warren. He's doing a lot of things right. And Rodgers, who is known, at least, you know, maybe not as much later in his career, but has been known historically for limiting turnovers, that plays very well into a successful Warren fantasy season, that the drives are going to be sustainable, and that there's going to be scoring opportunities. And it's a pretty conservative offense. It's a pretty top-heavy offense with DK Metcalf Calvin Austin when healthy, and maybe a little Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth, but it's essentially an offense where Warren, it appeared, would be no worse than the number two offensive option. And that would make him a bargain at his 29 ranking. Now, I ranked him 29th because I didn't know what to do. Every time I wanted to move him up, improve his ranking on my draft board, there would be someone else I would look at and say, I think this other guy has a better ceiling, so I just don't trust Warren to have that huge ceiling. And then when I'd want to drop him, I'd think, yeah, but he's the starter. You know, the Steelers just invested in him, you know, for an extension. They let Najee Harris walk. Najee Harris, former first-round pick. Warren, an undrafted free agent who really has outperformed my expectations. Looking at undrafted free agents and what they normally do, their longevity, Warren has had pretty significant longevity going on year four that he's in. He's going on age 27. He'll turn 27 in a couple weeks, and he's still churning it out. The one knock on him is yards per carry. As I said, you know, he's compensated for that by having terrific advanced metrics, but it is a little concerning that he has not run as well as he has in years past, and maybe that gets corrected. The bigger issue right now is when he got hurt and he missed, you know, the Steelers' fourth game, and Kenneth Gainwell, who was expected to be the number three running back in this backfield, he had an ADP of RB89 this summer. Caleb Johnson, the rookie, was supposed to be the number two. That didn't work out. And when Warren got hurt, Kenneth Gainwell, after 4 years of wallowing in, you know, mediocrity fantasy-wise in Philadelphia, but always showing that promise as someone who is incredibly prolific pass catcher out of the backfield, Gainwell finally came through. And it was at the worst possible time, obviously, for those who drafted Warren. You don't want to see your backup play better than the starter, objectively, the one time the starter misses a game. Gainwell had six catches on six targets. And then the strange thing is, when Warren returned this past weekend, Gainwell again had six catches on six targets. He out-targeted Warren. That is risky for a guy like Warren, who, I don't know, if he has like 550 career touches, something like that, and only six touchdowns. He doesn't score a lot. He hasn't scored a lot when he was playing alongside Najee Harris, and he hasn't exhibited the capacity to score a lot so far this season. Maybe that'll change. But the addition of Gainwell, not just as a free agent signing this offseason, but the actual fantasy addition, the fact that Gainwell is now a presence in this backfield after being, you know, more of the complimentary backup kind of guy who was keeping the seat warm for Caleb Johnson. Now it's realistic to wonder if Gainwell is going to outperform Warren in PPR fantasy the rest of the season. Right now, like I referenced, Warren is the RB19 in points per game. Gainwell is the RB23, despite the fact that Gainwell has been the backup for pretty much the entire season, except for, you know, last weekend, or excuse me, the week before when Warren was hurt. So anything can happen at this point, and that must be nerve-wracking. If I had Warren right now, I would want to wait and see how he does tonight because it's a get-right matchup. I would think that Warren can get 14-plus points, especially in a positive game script. I would think then if that happens, Gainwell can probably get 14-plus points. And then the question becomes, do you try to pay more than you want to get Gainwell so that you have that hedge and you have that backfield and you're hoping that it can be a more productive version of what, for several years, you know, when you had Najee Harris and Kenneth and Jalen Warren, if you ever had that combo, that could be a frustrating combo. Maybe the Warren Gainwell combo will be better. But I do know this. I wouldn't want to guess. I wouldn't want to keep Warren, not have Gainwell, and hope that Warren is the better fantasy option the rest of the season. Because I think right now, his RB19 and fantasy points per game is kind of is in this precarious situation. If Warren's targets drop at the expense of Gainwell, it saps much of what makes Warren a weekly starter. Now you're looking at a guy who's maybe, if he only gets three or four targets a game, catches two or three balls, and he gets, you know, 12 carries for 50 yards on a good day, you're still not hitting double digits most weeks unless you're scoring. That puts managers in a really tough spot. So if it were me, even going into the night, maybe not wait to see what happens. Maybe the assumption is Warren will do well because they're playing Cincinnati, and maybe the time to sell high or sell medium on Warren is now. You could point to him and say he is a top 20 fantasy running back in terms of points per game. You could probably try to figure out a way to get rid of him and get someone in return who, you know, is comparable, but maybe has higher ceiling going forward. I just don't see where Warren's ceiling gets to the point where if you get to the fantasy playoffs, Warren is helping you win a title. And right now, if you're, you know, let's say 5-1 or 4-2, and you're thinking, yeah, I got a team that's good enough to, you know, get to the playoffs and maybe win a title, ask yourself whether Warren, who potentially will be splitting time with Gainwell, is someone you really want to lean on when it matters most. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog, email me anytime. If you've got guys playing tonight, good luck. See you tomorrow.